Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Minji is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is a new friend, but he's going to be an old friend. He's going to become an old friend because I like the work he's doing. He's the president and CEO of Veterans Corp, which is an organization that's helping veterans put their best foot forward in the entrepreneurial sector of the marketplace. And he's also a good friend of one of our good friends, Mike Menzies, who is our buddy, our banker friend over in the Eastern Shore. And that's where Jim is, too. He's over in the Eastern Maryland area. Jim Minji, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Jim is, by the way, folks, is a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War. Jim, thanks for your service. Thanks for what you've done for our country. And I want to congratulate you on what you're doing now to help veterans. Tell the audience what you're doing.
Well, I've kind of grown up in an entrepreneurial world where I've been a virtual accelerator for nonprofit organizations. So what I'm trying to do is have a nonprofit organization, the Veterans Corp, that helps veterans kind of stitch together all the resources that are available in this country to drive an entrepreneur. There are many. And when I got out of the service, I was very fortunate because folks at the SBA and SCORE way back when, they were doing their jobs then, and they gave me a chance. And that's what we have to give these veterans right now.
One of the things that's really sad, in a way, it's one of the great blessings of America, but it's really sad how in a way because we've got so many resources. I went to Jim. I was asked to go to Denmark and talk to the folks in that country about entrepreneurship. And when I started putting together my presentation, you know, I got to thinking, what is it that makes entrepreneurship so, what makes it flourish? How did it originate, basically, in America, and how does it continue to flourish? And I got to identifying all of the different support groups, the different organizations, public and private, that are available to help a small business owner get their business started and get it off the ground and grow and maintained. And it's an incredible net, isn't it? A safety net under folks. Now it's not welfare, but there sure are a lot of resources, aren't there?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, there are some programs, especially for veterans, that people don't know about. The Veterans Administration runs a self-employment plan that I don't think many people know about, which allows some of our more deserving vets to actually create a plan and links them into all the connected resources, informational resources in the federal government, then also hooks them up with private mentors, which is just great.
Well, not only that, but they help them get government contracts with the government directly, but also through contractors who work with the government and to become a subcontractor. And I mean, there are a lot of things. The SBA has always done a great job of that, but there are many, many. And folks, we're talking about veterans here specifically now. There are many, many organizations across the country like yours, Jim, who are trying to help in a local way, which is what you're doing. Your program is pretty much for the locally for the Eastern Shore folks, right?
It is, but I've been working nationally. I'm glad you brought up about helping veterans get government contracts. One of your sponsors, Insperity, is very instrumental in helping veteran contractors grow because you can have entrepreneurs with great ideas, but they got to get to critical mass. And one of our success stories is a company called RLM Moore Communications, who grew from 5 people in 2005 to 80 people. And the way they did that was partnering with a company like Insperity to ramp up their capacity.
Right. Well, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I know they will be too. So talk to us about your accelerator. Tell the audience what an accelerator is. And then what a virtual accelerator is.
Well, an accelerator to me means that the concepts that have flowed through the physical incubation centers where a company can come in and get some efficiencies to start their business, is great, but it tends to be localized. So an accelerator to me is tying it into any regional resources first. Like here in Maryland, we have a great capital capacity entity called Maryland Technology Development Corporation. The acronym is TEDCO. And these folks have put together a complete continuum of capital from pre-venture to venture to angel in between, and they're able to communicate it down to the local level, and that's where we have to get this knowledge and systems. So if you combine that with great bankers like Mike Menzies' organization, we have the capitalization that we can put in place to quickly accelerate whatever that plan is. We got to bring that plan to what we believe is feasibility, but then back it with these dollars. And that's what our accelerator will do. It'll help take a veteran or any business, frankly, and let them really move quicker so that we can get this economy going faster.
Well, that's such a great resource, because how many – I mean, when I think about my own business, I think about all the small businesses that I know about who just struggle to get started, to get capitalized, to get off the ground. In some ways, that time that it takes is valuable, because you learn how to make, you know, you make small mistakes in the early days, and you learn a lot from those, and you don't need to grow too fast. You got to be careful about hypergrowth, because you can get upside down that way. But still, anything that you can do to lower the barriers, to increase the education possibilities, to increase the contact availability of people who can help you, that's the kind of accelerating that I can see would be very beneficial. And the way you're doing it is very good. Tell the audience how they can find you online.
Well, they can find us on our website is Veterans Corp, Veterans with an SCORP.org. Or they can come visit us on the Eastern Shore, or they can come visit us even in New York. One of the things that we're trying to do now is utilize the franchising industry to help mitigate risk and get smaller people in. So they can come to our site and visit us in New York at the International Franchise Show, or just call me at 901-301-3085.
All right. And there are a number – I know a number of other veterans organizations, Jim, that I've worked with over the years, and let's make sure let's circle back, and I'll help you get connected to them. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jim Minji, what is the definition of a veteran? What does he think? You know, there are different folks out there who have served different ways. And we're going to talk about what the definition of a veteran is after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.